Hey folks, welcome to Double Header today. 1st of February. Off season now is very much on, really. Yesterday's news that Andretti would not get their entry into Formula One shuddered the Formula One world. But today's news, Lewis Hamilton looking like he's going to Ferrari. Whew, that's huge news. Okay, where does it come from? Sky F1 is the source, followed by BBC, I believe, and Racing News 365. Those three, they're pretty verifiable. If they all colluded to get it wrong, then it was the biggest whitewash in the history of the sport. But it's huge news. It's massive news. It's going to break the internet. I'm sure everyone's going ballistic. Videos, Twitter, etc. So we had to deal with it today, you know. We really had to deal with this because I can't recall a bigger news event in the sport since maybe he left for Mercedes. But even then, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. So anyway, before I ramble on, Jad, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, indeed, it's big news. Sky Sports, BBC, several other outlets have reported it. And in particular, Sky Sports, they're reporting that it's a done deal. Hamilton will move to Ferrari in 2025. And basically, this move has been in the media. People have been speculating about it for years now. Every time Hamilton's contract at Mercedes came up to renewal, there was the chance, there was the talk about the chance of going to Ferrari, and it seems now it's going to be the real thing. Well, there are so many things that pop into your mind when you talk about Lewis going to Ferrari. Why now, at this stage of his career? You know, we all know that Lewis is towards the final part of his career, and why now the move to Ferrari? Is there a chance to fight for a championship? As we see things now at Ferrari, it's not possible. The team is in a rebuilding stage. I don't know if they can deliver a car for him that can win him that elusive eighth title.
The question for me is why? You know, why at the end of his career, where he's been affiliated, he's only driven Mercedes-powered Formula One cars. You know, he's all his titles, everything is Mercedes power. Six of them with the Mercedes Works team. It's like a legacy with Mercedes that he's going to break to follow a dream, to drive Ferrari, which is, as everyone knows, it's everyone's dream to be a Ferrari driver. And Lewis has flirted with Ferrari, let's be honest, and Ferrari have flirted with him, I believe, and there's been toing and froings, but nothing super serious by the sound of things until now. Now it looks like it's a done deal. From your perspective, why is he doing this, Jed?
Most probably, I think it's about the money. I think it's about the money. You know, he goes to Ferrari for a few years. He bags a big amount of money, a nice retirement plan. And yeah, like every other driver, he fulfills the dream of driving for Ferrari. The question is, why announce it now when he still has 1 year with Mercedes? How will that affect the dynamic within Mercedes in 2024? Does Lewis know by now that the 2024 Mercedes car is going to be rubbish? Does he not believe in the team's ability to deliver a decent car for him? There are so many questions that will be raised by this move.
Like I said, there's a lot to process in terms of how it's going to affect Mercedes, the season ahead. If it's a fact and it gets actually confirmed now, it's going to be an interesting season he's going to have with Mercedes, the final one. It might be good for George because then they'll put all the eggs in George's basket. Who's going to come to Mercedes? Will it be a straight swap with Sainz? I don't see Leclerc leaving. He's just inked a brand new deal. So it's quite interesting, the times that lie ahead, I must be honest. To you, as a tifosi, what does this mean to a tifosi?
As a tifosi and as a Ferrari fan, first of all, I can tell you that the next time you try to diss Ferrari or something, remember that even Lewis couldn't resist moving there.
He might even turn me into a Ferrari fan. Who knows? Who knows, Jed? I might even become a Ferrari fan.
Like Seb Vettel said before, everyone's a Ferrari fan, even if they say they're not. I think, yeah, the attraction, the allure of driving for Ferrari is Lewis has it, as any other driver. And yeah, I think this will be the best conclusion for his great career in F1. If he wins the title as well, that would be the cherry on top of the cake. But yeah, I think it's just every driver at some point wants to drive for Ferrari.
Well, there you go, folks. You haven't heard the end of this. Big news. Every time something happens, we'll do a video. You'll see it on our website. Check our website first, because that's where we normally go first. These videos take a couple of hours to get together. If you like this video, give us a like. If you don't, give us a comment. Tell us why you don't like it. Tell us why we're wrong. And thank you very much for watching. Until the next one.